This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The United States will share the results of a new deep dive by its top intelligence agencies into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has killed millions of people across the globe. Before boarding Air Force One for a visit to Cleveland, Ohio, Thursday, President Joe Biden told reporters he would make the findings of the 90-day review public unless there's something I'm unaware of. Biden ordered the fresh review Wednesday amid growing speculation that COVID-19 might have leaked from a Chinese laboratory, with the White House promising to make additional resources available, including from the country's national labs. China hit back at Biden's move Thursday, accusing the United States of playing politics and avoiding its own responsibility in calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the pandemic that emerged in China in late 2019. President Joe Biden is warning congressional critics not to play games as he pushes a key legislative priority, a massive infrastructure plan. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
At a Cleveland community college, the president noted no Republicans backed his coronavirus relief bill, but still touted its benefits to their constituents.
I'm not going to embarrass anyone, but I have here a list.
And a warning.
If you're going to try to take credit for what you've done, don't get in the way of what we still need to do.
That came as Shelley Moore Capito and Republicans boosted their previous infrastructure offer, now pitching a $928 billion package.
It's a serious effort to try to reach a bipartisan agreement.
But they want to shift virus relief dollars to help pay for it. That's a non-starter for Democrats who instead want to raise taxes on corporations and the wealthy, something the GOP is dismissing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. More details are emerging about the gunman who shot and killed nine people at the rail yard where he worked in San Jose, California, Wednesday, before killing himself. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A Biden administration official tells the AP Sam Cassidy spoke of hating his workplace while he was detained by customs officers after a 2016 trip to the Philippines. Sheriff Lori Smith tells the AP Cassidy was prepared and deliberate.
It appears to us at this point that he said to one of the people there, "I'm not going to shoot you." And then he shot other people.
Source says Cassidy had a memo book that had notes on how he hated the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority. And he had books on terrorism. But when asked in 2016 whether he had issues with people at work, he said no. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tens of thousands of people are evacuating the city of Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for fear of another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which spewed lava near the city last week. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
People fled in a panic from their homes, some leaving on motorcycles, whilst others walking to vehicles provided by local authorities. They've been advised to carry very little and that they won't be able to return until officials say so. 10 out of 18 neighbourhoods have been ordered to evacuate, as authorities warn an eruption could occur at any time. While the main city of Goma was previously spared, it's now under threat, with activity being reported under the urban area and Lake Kivu. An eruption under the lake could lead to the explosion of gas in the lake, which in turn could destroy parts of Goma and Gisenyi in neighboring Rwanda. I'm Karen Chamas.
The top two leaders of the European Union have expressed support and confidence in the Tokyo Olympics, despite growing opposition in Japan. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she was satisfied with the safety measures in place ahead of the Games.
The signal that from the European Union, more than 100 million doses of vaccines have been authorized to be exported to Japan also is a strong sign that we support any preparation for the Olympic Games and the safety of these games.
Earlier, a physician representing a Japanese medical body warned that the holding of the postponed Tokyo Olympics in 2 months could lead to the spread of variants of the coronavirus. Initially planned last year, the Tokyo Games have been delayed a year because of the pandemic. They're scheduled to open in July. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq off slightly. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.